This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
Well, there we go. Just talking here before the program, Dr. Tim Turlop has made his way into our studios. He is live, of course, every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12. Sometimes it is a pre-recorded program, but more than likely the doc is in the house, and he's here today. So we're going to be here till the top of the hour, 12 o'clock, talking about the most important things that you need to know. Of course, it has to deal with your health, and Turlop Chiropractic is, of course, a local service here in Spring Hill with office on Northcliff Boulevard, just a little east of US 19. So make your way to Turlop Chiropractic today, 24/7 services. Of course, call them at 352-666-2222. Check them out online at Turlop Chiropractic. That's just Google or do a search for Turlop. That's T-E-R-L-E-P. And you'll find them there. Make your next appointment with Turlop Chiropractic. In the meantime, your 30 Minutes to Vitality begins now.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Welcome to Wednesday. It is 30 Minutes to Vitality, and we say it every single week. We are innately gifted to be vital. All we got to do is remove interference. We're either getting things that need to go that are interfering with that natural expression, or we're not getting things that create interference. Correct those two little types of interferences. Some of them are major, actually, right? But we get vitality if we remove the interferences.
It's amazing.
And that's terrific. And if my team was actually listening this morning and they heard you say 24-hour services like it was all the time, I would get back to the office in just a little while and there would be a mutiny and I would be strung up by by my feet and beaten within an inch of my life.
You do offer 24/7 emergency services.
Absolutely. Yep. Regular office hours. And if there's ever an emergency, call any time.
Yes, sir.
And we will be able to help out.
And plus, that new app that you have is so awesome.
So actually, it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
A lot of people are actually finding that helpful. Matter of fact, we had somebody on Monday over the weekend actually, unfortunately, had a car accident and said, wow, I actually saw the commercial and I actually had downloaded it, not thinking I ever need it. And lo and behold, there it was. And they used the whole thing and sent all the stuff in and got it right off to their insurance agent and all the documentation. Kind of cool.
I got it right here on my phone.
So
it's
a good thing.
It is.
It's a good thing. So that's why we have it. It is kind of fun and it is helpful because I hate to say it. I've had it happen myself, right? And then you'll leave the scene because we're upset or, you know, things are happening or you got your brand new car. We had one poor guy last month came in and he was pulling out of the new car parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
He had just bought it. Was pulling out, took a right-hand turn, went two blocks, and while he was slowing down for the first red light, got rear-ended.
Oh, no.
Right? It's not funny.
No, it isn't.
Right in his brand-new car, and it did like, oh, my goodness, it was like $4,000 damage to his car.
I got a quick story real quick, and it was because of this app that now I know better, but I had gotten into a little fender bender in a parking lot as I was trying to pull in and he was trying to pull out. Another car was coming, so on and so forth. So it was just, it basically bent his bumper or dented his bumper. So he came out and wanted all of my information. And not knowing, I gave him all my information. I'm talking everything except my, you know, Social Security number.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, but this walks you right through it just
it
in case
does.
Anything like this happens.
And the stuff you overlook or a picture you didn't take.
Yep.
And, you know, and there wasn't much damage to your car, but my goodness, the other guy's car had, you know, $8,000 damage after he re-entered because your car was a good car and brand new and didn't sustain much. And there's so many little things in it that it only takes a minute to do, but you'd never miss anything.
Yes.
And so when someone says, did you get, well, yeah, I did. Here it is. So the app walks you right through it and it's quick and easy and it's painless. Thank goodness.
And there's a limit on the time that you have to be able to, in case you get injured.
So
there's a,
oh my goodness,
statutory,
that whole thing. It's just the silliest thing. The 14-day rule.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So we'll jump into our next topic. We'll hit the 14-day rule quickly so people don't miss that.
Okay.
Please don't forget because literally it happens 3 to 5 times every single week in our office where someone calls and says, hey, I need to come in because of my shoulder. my mid back are feeling uncomfortable. I was in an accident. Oh, great. What was the date of accident? 21 days ago. Oh, I'm so sorry. We can't see you under that because unfortunately it's past 14 days and there's nothing that we can do. So it'll have to go under your health insurance. And everybody, I'd say 90% of people get upset. Well, no, that's not true. I've got State Farm. I've got Geico. I've got Nationwide. I've got USAA. No. I've got, and you go, and you don't. Because if you don't go within 14 days, most of the time I tell people, even if you feel pretty great, go get looked at. Yes. Because usually the symptoms show up after 2 weeks. It's not by chance that they picked 14 days. Because they know that the average person shows up 24 days after an accident to get help. Right? So 14 days shuts down most claims, and they know it.
Okay.
It's kind of a yucky game.
Right, but it's important to know.
It got passed through our legislature, and that's what you have to do if you want to make sure that you have something. Just so if you see your family doctor, you call us, see somebody, right, so that's there. So if you need it, by goodness, you've got it, and you don't get stuck with that bill.
Very good. It's a good thing.
All right, so we mentioned last week we started talking a little bit about probiotics, right, in the core four, right? And the core four falls under the five pillars of health, and one of those is actually nutrition, right? And the core four falls under that umbrella, I guess we said a pillar, so it would actually rest on the pillar of nutrition, would be a better way to say that. Mm-hmm. So we want to just touch on that because we did spend about a year since we talked about the core four, and it is quite integral to vitality in 2021. Right, to make sure we're on top of that. And the core four consists of four supplements, a plant-based multivitamin, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, and a probiotic. Right, so we're talking about probiotics. And probiotics, as we mentioned, pro means four, right? It's a positive thing. It's four. And a biotic or biosis is a living system. So this is actually a supplement that creates actually a living system. And it's more specifically referring to the system in our guts, our colons, sometimes called the microbiota, right? Or the microbiome, right? So whatever, right? It's just a bunch of bacteria that live in our colons.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that stays healthy and vital. Now, why do we even have to even think about it? Shouldn't that be one of those things that just does what it does? Like my skin replenishes itself, skin cells die, they slough off, new ones are formed, and they do their stuff. Well, then shouldn't that be the case with my colon? Doggone it, you're absolutely right, it should be.
It should.
And again, 100 years ago, it was.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to think about it. Unfortunately, over the course of the last year, it's the mixed bag of blessing, if you will. It's a mixed of blessing and a curse. Mm-hmm. Some of the conveniences, the industrialization, the improvement, but sometimes the detriment, like in water supplies, et cetera, food production, et cetera, has become more difficult for us, and it's created this problem. So 100 years ago, there was no such thing as chlorinated water, right? And you and I are drinking it every day with chlorine in it, and we'll get into that briefly, but there wasn't chlorinated water. On a factory producing chicken farm where there are so many chickens, right? The feed has so much antibiotic in it that we know now through this, I hate to say it, through fecal sampling, right? That the residue that comes from chicken feed is significantly responsible for actually screwing that up as well. Sugar, excess caffeine, processed foods, not enough vegetables and fruits. Things have changed dramatically in 100 years, which has then caused this complete alteration in the composition and the species that are present in our various colons. And we know that these bugs, these bacteria, and as I said last week, and it's a hard one to wrap your brain around, because I grew up in a household. My mom was, I wouldn't say she was fastidious, but boy, was she clean. Right. Mm-hmm. Young man, you get those shoes off. You walk in the door. We had a mudroom and your shoes came off lickety split. Do not bring your shoes in this house. Mm-hmm. You go wash your hands before you come into my home, young man. I go, your home, isn't it my home too? Don't I live here? Right. And you get that kind of stuff. She wasn't like crazy clean, but she was really clean.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so she had this thing also too about disinfecting, and everything was wiped down and everything was disinfected because she was under the impression that bacteria were bad. Right. And we hear that today yet. Right. Particularly, my goodness gracious, in the midst of COVID. Right. Everybody wants to disinfect everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's just, it's a common theme. But even prior to COVID, you know, it was Clorox wipes and it was this and spray down that. It was everything to get rid of bacteria. Kills 99.9% of bacteria and viruses on contact.
Bleach, Pine Sol.
Everything.
All that, yeah.
as though all bacteria are bad. And as we mentioned last week, the current estimate is that about 95% of the various species of bacteria in the world are not pathogenic, meaning they don't cause disease in you and I. It's a very, very small percentage of bacteria that actually cause disease in the human body. So to say that we want to kill 99.9% of all bacteria is really kind of goofy, because a lot of them are really beneficial. If I actually did a skin scrape of you right now and reached across and took it to a lab, then the amount of bacteria on your skin right now, you'd freak out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But it's supposed to be there. It's a symbiote. It actually helps us to live. We feed it. It helps us. And it's this relationship that helps us live. And our colons, as we mentioned last week, are riddled with the stuff, right? When you have solid waste, nearly half of the true solid that's there is dead bacterial cells, right? Which is, you know, it's a lot of stuff. So you're full of it. We really are.
Yeah.
And we mentioned a few of the things that actually it's really, really great for last week. The big ones are digestion, right? To break down our foods, to facilitate the absorption of our foods, it's absolutely essential that we have these things, because we won't get the nutrient absorption, won't break down the food, and we won't get the benefits from the food, whether it be from phytochemicals, vitamins, minerals, and the breakdown of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. All of that happens with the aid of these bacteria in our colons, right? As we mentioned last week, it's not just from, you know, enzymes and acids and bile salts and all this other stuff that's in our digestive systems, breaking it down. The bacteria are absolutely critical so that we get the absorption of it to move and eliminate waste, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that I hear from every single person. We get them on the Core 4 and they do it after a month. They're going, oh my goodness. Wow, I used to sometimes go once in a day. I might go a couple of days without going potty, or maybe even sometimes 3 days. You know, like 1 to 3 days. It would depend on the day, right? Mm-hmm. And like, since I've been doing this, I go every day, sometimes twice a day. This is crazy. You go, that's called normal, right? So it helps to actually normalize elimination, which is kind of good, right? Because it keeps the colon healthier. One of the things that we see a lot, I mean, a healthy gut microbiome, all this balance there, actually is significantly helpful. We have like the one that we use, our innate probiotic that we use at our office, which has, you know, 15 different strains and 50 billion microorganisms per capsule, right? It's one of the best on the marketplace today. And so if somebody gets diarrhea, I mean, the research is really clear on that, whether it be from an infectious disorder, whether it be from other things. It really helps to eliminate diarrhea in a big way. One of my kids calls from school, you know, they're all in college, or when somebody goes, Daddy, I've got, and you go, okay, we'll start taking a probiotic one an hour, you know, for the next 12 hours, right? And it almost works every single time.
Wow.
Right? People, when they travel, they sometimes get diarrhea when they're traveling. And not necessarily Montezuma's revenge. It could be from something, you know, just going someplace else, different foods, whatever. And I always travel with probiotics in hand for that very reason, to make sure that if there's a problem, we can eliminate the problem quickly and completely safely.
And there's a lot of medications and not to mention, God forbid, antibiotics out there that will kill that.
Oh yeah,
in your,
and that's and we mentioned like how antibiotics in chicken and in beef and in pork, right? Because it's in the feed, actually significantly responsible for killing so much of it in us, and in our office as well. Anytime anybody's prescribed by their family doctor, or they see an infectious disease person, or whatever it is, right? We always make sure that they're actually given we give them a prescription for a probiotic to balance that off. Okay. So ask any woman who's had to take it and she gets a yeast infection, or the person who takes an antibiotic and gets diarrhea or whatever. It really decimates that normal flora, it's called, in our colons, completely decimates it.
So you can't overdose. I mean, one per hour for 12 hours, that's 12.
If you're sick, right?
So right,
somebody's
if you're
taking
sick, okay.
an antibiotic,
all right.
We'll usually actually take them to 2 to 3 tablets a day for 30 to 45 days after that. People go, wait, I only took a Z-Pak. It was 5 days.
Yeah.
And I have to take this for a month? You go, yeah. Because not only did it kill the bacteria that was in your lungs, dude, but it actually killed everything else. And we've got to help replenish your body so you don't suffer other immunologic consequences later, because we killed off all the good bacteria as well as the pathogenic one that was causing your problem.
Right. So, and again, because we lose the balance. I mean, that's where the yeast infection comes from, because the yeast is supposed to. It's not like somebody took an antibiotic and the yeast attacked them. The antibiotic then killed this normal bacteria that is in a lady's areas.
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it decreases that bacterial load that's there. And then the yeast that's normally there, they work in balance and you don't get the yeast infection. But the good bacteria go down. And then the yeast is allowed to proliferate because the acidity and the effect of that bacteria isn't there to hold the yeast in check. And then you have a problem. And that's no fun, according to every woman I've ever seen who has told me they have one. That's when I go, I'm glad I'm a guy.
Amen.
Right? So yeah. It's one of those things. Right? So it's fantastic for that as well. My goodness gracious, mothers who will take a probiotic, a quality one. Remember, just like we talk about, whenever we talk about the core four or supplementation, it's the quality that matters.
Oh, yeah.
And it really does. Yep. Somebody can say, oh, I've got art on my wall. Well, I might have picked up a piece of art, you know, from
third grade class.
I was at the flea market,
right.
And somebody had something, you know, they were ready. It was, and it's like, and I paid 75 cents for it, and I called it a piece of art.
Right.
Or lo and behold, I have a Rembrandt, right? They're both art.
Mm-hmm.
But which one is actually more valuable? Which one's more aesthetically pleasing? Which one? Right? They're different. Cars. I can have a car. Mm-hmm. I can have a new Mercedes 2021 SL550 or a 1975 Ford Pinto. They're both cars. Probiotics, oh my gosh, they're dramatically different. And there are very few that actually fit the bill beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the one that we use at our facility truly is one of the best in the market today. It really works. People go, well, I've tried that. And I go, guess what? Try this. And you know, and whatever the prescription is for, take it for 45 days or 60 days or whatever we prescribe. And if it doesn't work, I'll give you your money back. Right? Because again, when I know that I know, I know.
Yeah, right? 50 billion, 15 strains. You can't even find that on the shelves.
You cannot.
You can't.
You cannot.
I've looked.
And there's specific 15 strains that are what's called non-competitive in that environment. So one doesn't kill the other and doesn't kill off others that are there while they try to survive and thrive in the colon, right? So they really, really work. And some people go, how can you guarantee that's kind of risky, isn't it? And I go, well, no, because if it works, it works. Now, it doesn't work for everything. It's not like the panacea for all of life's ills.
Right.
But it is core and central for us as well. Even moms who will take a good probiotic while they're pregnant will literally, the research has shown us, between 85 and 88% reduction in any eczema or psoriasis in the first 2 years of life in their offspring.
Hmm.
And lots of moms will go, oh, my kid had eczema. It's pretty common. Right? And you go, literally 85% reduction? Huh. By having the proper bacteria in my colon will affect my offspring's skin. Seriously? Seriously. Right? Kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a neat thing. I mean, there's even good research today that's actually showing us between probiotics and even mental health, mood, degenerative diseases such as dementia and Alzheimer's. There are some significant studies showing the links between Alzheimer's and gut microbiota.
Uh-huh.
Right. Simply. And it's pretty involved. It's kind of in its infancy, but they're going, wow, it really is there. Because when it's proper and the strains are there in enough quantity, there are certain types of short chain fatty acids. Who cares? SCFAs. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That certain ones will get into abundance, which increases these protein deposits in the brain called amyloid plaques.
Yep.
Right? And actually, when we have the right ones, it actually increases butyrate and a couple of other short-chain fatty acids that actually show significant decline in amyloid plaquing.
Wow.
Right? We have another thing, these lipopolysaccharides. I mean, these are stupid words that we know that also actually contribute as well. And with the proper balance, we don't get that, and it doesn't create that significant deposition of amyloids. Wow. As demonstrated on PET scans and over time.
Right.
It's kind of a cool thing.
It is.
Right? So with mood, we know by cognitive testing that it actually, because again, what are the antidepressants? One of the things that we look at a lot is with serotonin. One of the major antidepressants that's used are the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, those SSRIs,
mm-hmm.
right? And the Prozac and Elavil and a bunch of other ones, right? So that's how they work, by elevating the levels of serotonin inside of us, which actually is supposed to actually elevate our mood, Well, guess where your biggest production of serotonin actually happens in your body?
Well, let me guess. The gut?
Oh, my God. Ding, ding, ding. Give that man, right? Right? That whole thing. So it's kind of an amazing, they go, what? And we actually are seeing significant improvements in depression and anxiety and even in obsessive compulsive disorders.
Oh, my gosh.
Improvement when it's there. Because it helps to stabilize. They're actually sometimes referring it to as the gut neurologic cranial axis.
Wow.
Is actually some of this new phraseology right. that's being thrown out there
that's
because
incredible.
Of, yeah, right, the way it actually affects neurotransmitter production and that communication. Sometimes when I love expressions. People go, I got a gut feeling about that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, right? Because sometimes we actually look at that the gut is so infused with neurologic endings with those bacteria that sometimes it's actually called the second brain.
Huh.
Right? And so a lot of that stuff, that gut feeling that we get, right? I got a feeling in the pit of my stomach. Right? Okay. Right? Right? And there's that connection between the brain and the gut. And even with cognition, we're actually showing intelligence testing actually shows improvements with people who actually have this. It's just amazing. Remember, we mentioned last week, but it bears repeating because when it comes to people whacking out over COVID, okay, so great. So I need a better immune response,
right?
To help defend me. Well, one of the places that we actually get the greatest coordination, that modulatory functionality, it's sometimes referred to as, right, immunomodulatory, right, where the immune system is controlled up or down, actually comes from the gut.
Mm.
All of these bacteria in our guts are responsible, significantly part of the immune system, and help to control the responses and the proper functionality of our immune systems. So, and if right now, if we walked around, and this is sound disgusting, but if we actually took a random sampling and we walked around Hernando County, we grabbed 100 people, from different parts, different parts of Spring Hill, West, South, East, Brooksville, West, South, East. We grabbed people and we did fecal testing, right? I literally will show you that greater than 92% of them will have a dysbiosis, abnormal composition of the bacteria in their colon.
Wow.
So it's most people today in 2021, right? 100 years ago, again, it would be just the opposite. Right. You might have 7 or 8%. Right, that would do that.
That's right.
So even sometimes you'll see somebody gets a Clostridium difficile, the C. diff, right, infection. You get other types of stuff. Are we actually seeing today, this will sound disgusting as well, a fancy thing called a fecal transplant?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. So somebody with horrific IBS where you get a donor and they go in and it's actually done with this slushy stuff that and they use a colonoscopy and they infuse the colon with the donor as well. To stabilize and infuse that colon with new microbiota, right, from a host who's healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even people that with a profound C. diff infections that they can't get rid of, right, have seen just miracles happen with a fecal transplant. Mm-hmm. But it's fundamental to actually being healthy as we age, healthy as it's so from a young age to an old age, because these bacteria are absolutely integral to your health and my health. And that's why it's part of the core of the four supplements that we use, because it's absolutely essential to every level of your mental health, immunologic health, digestive health, skin health. It's vitality, cardiac health, vascular health, blood pressure. I mean, what these do is just help globally with our health, which is why it's core and central.
One quick question. We've got less than 30 seconds, but can you find this out by taking a blood panel? I know you do that at your office. No?
No, you cannot.
Okay. All right.
No, you cannot.
Okay. All right.
Interesting, right?
It is, yeah.
It is. So we go. We extrapolate from the basic research on what we see in Americans.
Okay.
Now, we can do specific fecal sampling and testing.
Okay.
But dare I say it's a pain in the butt.
Oh,
I couldn't help myself.
Okay. Here we go. 30 Minutes to Vitality brought to you by Turlip Chiropractic, Spring Hill, Northcliff Boulevard, 352-666-2222. Get that core four now. Until next time, Doc.
Let not your hearts be troubled.